Good morning. Thought I would do an audio boost since I haven't done one for a while. So those people who do follow me, I am alive. The reason why I haven't been doing it is because the microphone on my... Let me just turn this down. The microphone on my iPod Touch seems to have got progressively worse. And I think that's down to the fact that I've been using it in the jacket and obviously in windy environments. It's been blowing on the mic and it's probably made it pop or it's damaged it in some way. Now, one of the annoying things is that I wanted to use it for interviews at South By, so I ended up having to borrow an iPhone 4 off Hans from Bamusa to do the interviews, which was great. But it also brought up the fact that I need more than one iPod or iDevice to be able to do chats and check for tweets and all that stuff if I've got one in the jacket. So that's something else I'm looking at getting, either an iPad 2 or another iPod Touch, which seems a bit daft to get another iPod Touch. Probably better to get an iPhone 4, but want to be able to get one off contract. Anyway, by the by, so I'm back from South By and I found my microphone add-in thing, which is this Griffin Smart Talk, and I thought I'd lost it, but it was actually at the end of the bed, on the floor, so God knows how it got there. I guess I must have took it to bed with me and recorded an audio boo, and then somehow it managed to get its way down to the bottom. Don't ask. I don't know. I have no clue. What else have I been doing since I've been back? So I've been back a week. Yesterday, I sort of hit the notification part of FiberCamp. I really wanted to get that sort of hammered out. So what I've done is I've linked in all of the notifications from all the different separate subdomains, which are separate shows effectively, and so that they'll update to the @FiberCamp Twitter account. So do follow the @FiberCamp Twitter account, because any update from any blog will eventually, if it's not tweeted there, will be there 12 hours later. What I've done is some kind of offsetting. And I'm also looking to see if I can do a rule for different countries as well, based on if certain people are awake at a certain time, then we take an average and post it then. So you got more chance of it, that tweet being seen or retweeted or looked at, which is pretty neat. What else? Hockley Nomad Jackets. So I'm seeing Jamie on Wednesday about the jackets. We're going to sit down and talk about packaging and output. And we've also got the potential of the NTU are looking at it as a business case in terms of ethics and building it locally. In terms of FiberCamp actual recording, we've been messing around with, or should I say, I've been messing around with a remote monitor, which comes off the VGA cable out the back of the Mac Mini. And that screen, I've got it quite close to me at the plinth, so it enables me to look at websites and scroll up and down them. And then we run a thing called Desktop Presenter, which puts the graphic of that behind me in Wirecast. So that's pretty awesome. I'm also using the iPod Touch to control that via VNC. But it would look so much better and bigger if I did it on an iPad or an iPad 2, because I'd be able to find the buttons and touch them a little bit more easier. But we'll get to that. We'll get to that. In terms of FiberCamp itself, had an interesting chat yesterday about the potential of doing it branded for quite a big company, like a bio company in Nottingham. So that might be interesting if something comes of that. It would be a perfect test case, and I would then like to, at the same time as doing that, roll out or find investment or money for building out the Rattler, because the Rattler, the mobile version of the studio, is what really brings and highlights what, you know, FiberCamp is. It's a space for creative thinking when it comes to social media output, when you're doing events, all that sort of stuff, of pulling it all together. What else? Yeah, so this morning I recorded a video for South by Southwest of all of the sites, or a bunch of the sites that I saw in South By, which I thought were quite neat that you should check out. So I'm just top and tailing in that and uploading that to Wistia. Then today at lunchtime, we've got a meeting about another building across Nottingham. Could be a second location for another mobile version of FiberCamp. And then I think I'm probably going to be working in Photoshop to come up with some designs for BarfCamp And also saw at Daniel Rose's Arts Fiber Camp page, because he's having a page for all of his art and time-lapse stuff that he does as well. So, busy day. I hope you're having a good day wherever you are. Good Monday, and coffee number two.